This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What a great call. You're dead and you don't even know it. You can't keep up with this man in the open field. Don't even try. It's pointless. It's inevitable. And the Lions feel inevitable, John, as we wake up this morning on yet another Victory Monday. We got open lines 248-539-9797. Nothing surprises me anymore. They had 600 plus yards on a day they called the dogs off. And I know, I want to get this out here now before someone says it's Jacksonville. They outgained the opponent by the most yards in 45 years. There have been bad teams in those 45 years, and nobody did what the Lions have done. This team is a machine.
They are, and they just take care of business. It was, you know, you're playing a bad team, and it's one of those, well, could it be a trap? And you know, you're coming off of a lackluster performance last week. You still came away with the win. Is this the midseason lull? And you came out, and hey, you give up three on the opening drive. And then it's touchdown after touchdown after touchdown. Repeat seven times before you settle for a field goal on the final drive that you had an opportunity to score, because the final drive, you just let the clock run out.
300 yards in the first half, even more in the second half. They didn't have a negative play in the first half. Every time they had the ball, seven up, seven down, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. Yeah. All the way until they pulled the starters out of the game. It's one of the great offensive days in NFL history. It's this team flexing, and if someone doesn't like it, play better. I loved what Carlton Davis and Kirby Joseph said after the game. For anybody who, why are you going for it fourth and two when you're up? Why are you challenging in the fourth quarter? Play better. Well, stop us.
And remember against, was it Arizona, where they're up and then they don't score in the second half, and everybody thought, oh, well, they just, you know, they stopped running their offense. They just wanted to get through the game. This was an example of what happens when you just simply run your offense. You call the play sheet as if it was 0-0, and you just keep going out there to play. My wife was, you know, Jared Goff in her fantasy league, and she got to halftime, and she was like, oh, great, now they're not going to throw the ball anymore. Three more touchdowns through the air. Like, it was, they just simply ran their offense. They didn't settle for, let's just run the game out, let's just try and shorten it by running the ball. No, they just ran their offense.
Yeah, and I think you could argue they probably should have gotten the starters out earlier. I didn't need to see Goff play in the fourth quarter. No, but hold on. This isn't a stony thing. This is a common sense thing. You're chasing a Super Bowl. You're up five touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Does Goff need to take snaps? Only bad things can happen to him at that point, right? You're not going to win. You're not going to get two wins.
Or good things could happen.
You're only going to get one win. You can't get two wins at this point.
I know.
You're only going to get one win, and you could lose someone for the season. And we've already seen that happen this year.
So, in a blowout.
Right. So as the fourth quarter starts and they possess the football, I'm going, Dan, get them out of the game. Now, nothing bad happened. And it's not something I want to get hung up on today. I love the way this team plays, and it's another win for this football team.
Yeah, they just keep stacking win on top of win, and it just that's an example when we get our ass last week, and obviously coming off of a five turnover game, there's room for improvement, but they were able to win. They've won in so many different ways, with special teams, with defense, with offense. This is the first time it was really all three phases, even though the special teams was a little bit limited because they just didn't have opportunity. Where can this team continue to get better? Well, you saw what happens when they get just a little bit better. they put together a dominant performance against, yes, a very bad Jacksonville team, but Indianapolis is going to be a little bit better this week. Not a lot, but a little bit.
They'll be better.
And you always have an opportunity to improve and get better.
Some ticket texts, some phone calls, and we want to play some audio. I mentioned Carlton Davis. This is what he says to anybody who's upset at how much the Lions are, quote, running up the score.
I love the way he ended it. No matter if you're good or bad, we're coming at you the same way every week. And he's right. If you want, if you're tired of what we're doing, then just come out here and play better football. Try and stop us.
I think he also says, like, we're serious. Like, we're not going to play down to our opponents. That's only going to hurt us in the long run if we play down to our opponents.
Now, Amik Robertson wasn't here to experience the hurt of last season. Carlton Davis wasn't here. Terrion Arnold wasn't here. DJ Reader. Like, you could go down the list of guys that did not experience that. But when in the offseason, what did we talk about? Penei Sewell, how many times did he watch that game? Yeah. And it hurt. It hurt every single guy, so that when new players come in, they didn't experience it firsthand, but they, through the stories and through watching guys on the field and how they prepare. Penei Sewell doesn't have to go out to practice every single day and prepare like he is winning the Super Bowl today. But he does, because he knows that by the time they get to the Super Bowl, they need to be playing much like they did yesterday. Hutch, one of the great losses is not just his production on the field. Mm-hmm. It's the way that he approaches meetings and practice, because it carries over to those guys that weren't there to experience the loss in the NFC Championship game. They need to be able to feel that. They need to understand what the goal is and how to get there.
Ticket text pouring in. This one says, Jack Fox had a great game. He should play like that every week.
Yep.
Zero punts. Congrats, you beat the worst team in the league without their quarterback. Do you want a cookie? No. I want to acknowledge how dominant a win it was.
Yeah, I want a Super Bowl.
Thank you. This one says, I love me some Dan Campbell. However, what is Sewell doing in the game with 3 minutes to go? The only thing that would derail this train would be a critical injury, Stephen McComb.
So when Sorsdahl is not active, when Mahogany is not active, you only have so many guys that you can put in the game.
Agreed.
And who was the first one that was going to probably come out?
Frank.
Frank.
Well, all right. I would say Goff too, but up front, Frank.
But we're just talking offensive line.
Yeah.
Frank's going to come out. And Decker, we talked about him last week, wasn't able to play because of the shoulder. He is not going to heal as quickly as some of the other plays, so he comes out. Zeitler, another guy that's a very veteran player. Is he as important as Penei Sewell? Probably not. But in the group itself, to be able to continue to play at that level through 17, 18, 19 games, because now there's only 10 left, you look at it and you say, those are the guys that you need to get out because of their age. And there's a lot of factors that play into it.
I would want to weigh importance more than age. Like, I'd tell Deckard, you got to stay in the game more than Sewell, because I can't afford a Sewell injury. I can afford a Decker injury more than a Sewell injury.
Did you watch the backups play last week?
No, I know, but imagine if you don't have Penei Sewell. He's the better tackle, right?
I don't want to live in any life where Dan Skipper is your starting tackle for the rest of the season, right, on either side.
If I could only rest one tackle, because you're right, it's 53-man roster, not everybody's active, I can't sit everybody, I can't do full line changes like it's college. If I could only sit one tackle, I'm sitting Penei Sewell over anybody else in football. He's more important than any other tackle in football. No disrespect to Taylor.
But there were times when I was playing early in my career, we had Andy Heck as our left tackle. And you could make the argument that it would have been more catastrophic if I got hurt, but I had also had a track record of just simply not being hurt. Penei Sewell has a track record of being very durable, and I understand.
Your track record's only as good as until your next injury.
Okay, but then you start looking at backups. What if Andy went down? What if Decker goes down? We saw what Dan Skipper is as a tackle, and I don't care if he's on the left or the right.
Ticket Texter says, my wife was outside cleaning the pool, getting leaves out of it. We looked at the clock and said it was 1:00. I said, we got to get up. We have to watch the Lions. They are must watch every single week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your leaves can wait. I'm sure at some point in the game.
Yeah, you probably got to mid-third quarter. You're like, maybe we should go clean that pool.
But don't, because watch this, because you've waited your whole life for a team this good. Texter says, I live in Toledo. The entire family's from Detroit, but I've been a Lions fan since the 90s. People used to ridicule me for supporting this lousy team. Now those same people are buying hoodies and jumping on the bandwagon. I was here before it was cool. Kevin in Toledo.
Yeah, I mean, what's his choice? You know, it's either the Lions or what? The team what, just to the east of them, the Browns?
Yeah, no thanks.
No thanks.
No thanks. Ticket texters. Costa's a Karen. Why would Cookies get in his car to drive to work? Something bad could have happened. Did you send these in, John? I feel like these are texts that you would send in.
No, I'm so happy for our texters to point that out, though.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's not act like it's the same level of risk. Jared Goff and the Lions are up 36 points.
It's probably much more dangerous for you to get in your little EV. It's hard to see that thing.
John, I'll stand.
You could get run over.
I'll stand by it. It's not something I think is a huge deal, but I don't know why the Lions are playing their starting quarterback up 36 points in the fourth quarter of this football game. Only bad things are going to happen. You only get credit for one win. A loss could derail what is a Super Bowl-bound football team.
You don't want him to finish the drive that he already started?
No, I take him out right as the fourth quarter started. What the hell difference does it make? You're up 36 points. It's 42-6.
I really don't want to have this argument.
Okay.
Can I just say, but let's move on.
Yes. 248-539-9797. Tom, you want to continue the argument?
I just wanted to ask you, Jim, I don't understand why, who else is supposed to play the position? You only have
Hendon Hooker. You have a backup quarterback everybody wants to see.
I know for Goff and what you're saying.
Yeah, that's the only one I've really brought up. Sewell being the other one, but I'm not really saying you got to sit 10 guys, so don't put words in my mouth. All I focused on is Jared Goff.
Really defensive.
Okay, calm down. I know I'm saying that, deep by breath. The way. I think that's
Bruce Raba.
Goff was finishing the drive. I agree with what they did there. The carryover into the fourth quarter. He was finishing the drive.
What hell of a difference does it make?
He played for a minute and a half. Was it two plays?
Why drop him back on any third downs and throw?
The larger thing is Sewell, because I was there and I was watching and I was talking to my kids about who's in, who's out. You know, I'm making fun of Allen Robinson out there who didn't look so hot. But I'm like, he has to be out there. Look, they have all the guys that they can put in. And then I said to him, I go, well, Sewell's out there. And I go, he's out there because Decker and Ragnow are more important to sit. And you only have so many active offensive linemen in a game.
Who's the best offensive lineman?
It is Sewell. Okay. Who do you want to get? You wanted Taylor Decker out on the field instead of Penny
Over Sewell, yes.
I think you're crazy. Because yeah.
I'll be crazy then. That's
because
fine.
Because Decker's coming off an injury.
Yeah.
If he's healthy enough to play, he's playing. Sewell's more important to the team. That's not a debate. Sewell's more important to the team.
Sewell is more important to the team, but you have to make calculated decisions, and the calculations are that you have Decker coming off an injury where he didn't play last week, and you have Ragnow who's playing through a torn pec. I mean, you just, to me, you got to, while you don't want Sewell out there in the ideal, perfect situation, he's the right answer because of their situation.
Yeah, Tom, if you feel so passionate about it, I think we have a great opportunity to ask the guy that made that decision tomorrow.
I'll ask him about it. I'm not going to get in his face
great,
over
you're
it.
Tick him off after 56. Yeah.
There's nothing to tick him off over. It's just a question.
You're doing a good job.
It's just a question.
His answer is, hell yeah!
Dan, what is there to be gained playing Jared Goff up 36 points in the fourth quarter? You're not in a two-score game and you can't let him come back. Like, everybody remembers the NFC title game. Sure. This is double the deficit with only a quarter to go against a hapless Jags team. You can't sit everybody, but your quarterback feels like a pretty obvious guy to pull from the football game in that moment.
Hey, you got to stop taking Stoney's DMs too seriously.
I think Stoney, right about some things, this is one of them. 248-539-9797. Dan in Utica, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Fellas, what's going on? I mean, first off, I want to say Jack Fox, fantastic game. And secondly, I'm just not really understanding Detroit's mentality with pulling Goff. I mean, how many points do you need to be up where you say, all right, pull him? Is it 36? Is it, why not just pull him when we're up, you know, 21-3, 21-6? I mean, I don't understand that there.
Well, it's really not Detroit. It's not Detroit's take on this. It's really only Jim Costa's take on this.
But, Dan, you don't think there's a difference in a 36-point lead versus a 21-point lead?
I'm asking you. I say keep them in and keep it rolling. I think they did a great job. So, I agree when they put Hooker in.
I'd
pose the question to the people that don't like it.
Well,
what's the number?
So when they got up 35-6, their first touchdown to start the second half, I think it entered the conversation. There was still a lot of football to go, so I think you can keep them in for another drive. They go 14 plays, 83 yards, another dominant score. They're up 42-6. Game's over. Pull them. That's the point for me.
Yeah, I hear you on that, but I just... People now all of a sudden we're blowing teams out and they got to find something. And that something is, hey, let's pull him out. Let's pull Sue out. Sewell, who do we need to pull out? I mean, it's like statistically, are you going to be more likely to get injured when you're up 36 points? I'm not understanding.
No,
it really.
I think you're always in harm's. Well, yeah, sure. You're always in harm's way when you're playing. It's a violent game. The only way you can take that off the table is to not play. And you could give him a clipboard and he
sure,
can study
wrap him
up.
Sure, bubble wrap and say,
the game's
good luck.
The game's over.
Yeah.
So the only way you can guarantee he doesn't get injured is to set him on the sideline at that point, which is, I think, the wise move at that point. But John is already nauseated by this.
So, I am.
Dan, thank you, Don. Appreciate it. Montez, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Yes, my question is the celebration. I wanted to ask John. When players celebrate in the end zone, do the coaches tell them the right way to celebrate? Because, as you saw, he went into the end zone, jumped on his back, dived, and landed backward. He could have hurt his back or shoulder. So I want to ask John, isn't there a way that coaches tell players don't celebrate where you will injure yourself?
No, I mean, okay, so dunking on the goalpost, costing your team 15 yards, that one would be addressed. And jumping into the end zone that way, maybe he had a more graceful way of doing it, sure. The only example I could go back to was, I think it was in 21, where Lamar Jackson flipped into the end zone and hurt himself. And I think he actually might have missed a game or two at the end of the season. Yeah, that one, you know, do you want to flip into the end zone? But again, I'm not going to tell the athletes not to be happy when they score a touchdown, not to be able to celebrate however they see fit. Just, you know, but you don't want to get a guy hurt, that's for sure. But I don't think there was a huge risk in that one.
That didn't seem like a dangerous celebration to me, John. I mean, he's having fun.
Yeah, I'm not going to take away the energy, the life, the spontaneity of it. Now that you can celebrate a little bit.
Let's get to Mark in Manchester. Mark, you're on 97.1.
Morning, guys. Counterpoint to all those calling about it, it's just Jacksonville. If you looked at their last three games, Green Bay, Philadelphia, Minnesota, pretty darn good teams. They only lost by a combined 15 points. Their defense was playing really good. And last time I checked, Trevor Lawrence doesn't play on defense.
Right.
I had to score before the game 38-10, and Detroit just blew my expectations away. I love that game.
Yeah, I mean, before this, the only time that they were actually blown out was when they played, you know, at Buffalo, and that was in week 3.
Right.
All the other games were tight, and this was the example I was going to bring up when Tom was talking about San Francisco, and, you know, don't sleep on San Francisco because they've only lost by 3 or 4 points every game. They've been tight games. Same thing with Jacksonville. They've lost a lot of tight games. But the problem is, Trevor Lawrence doesn't play defense. But the only way to stop this offense is to keep him on the sidelines. And if he was playing, maybe they would have sustained more drives and it wouldn't have been as much of a blowout. That's the only argument you could make.
Point taken, Jim. And I was yelling right about the beginning of the fourth quarter. Not yelling, but I wanted some starters out. But it all worked out. Every game's a gamble.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And Mark, it's a good phone call. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, Jacksonville played some tight football games early in the season.
Yeah.
Detroit just didn't let them. Detroit had their way with them. It's 97.1.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Korean to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.